Now, from the makers of Coldwater Irma...
Yeah, the window's the third one from the top, isn't it, Vivis?
That's right.
Okay, here goes.
The man called Maskin grabbed his window cleaning gear and began to climb the ladder he'd propped against the red-bricked wall of the ministry. Just a window cleaner at work. No one gave him a second glance. A short while after that, John Steed's telephone rang.
John Steed?
Mrs. Steed Peters here from the ministry.
Oh, yes, please.
There's photographs that Mrs. Peel dropped in. I've got them on the projector. Just a moment. There's someone at the...
Hello? Hello, Peters. Peters, what is it? What's happened?
Trouble, Steed. Sounds like it.
It sounds like big trouble, Mother. In fact, it sounds like murder.
The Avengers. John Steed and Emma Peel, The Avengers.
Episode 3 of this story, in which John Steed and Emma Peel look into the window cleaning business in the odd case of the super secret cipher snatch. John Steed and Emma Peel were investigating the murder of Arthur Jarrett, a top ministry security agent of MI-12. Jarrett had disappeared while checking on the security at the British cipher headquarters. Steed had called at the headquarters and been puzzled to find that all the staff denied ever seeing Jarrett. Mrs. Peel, checking with Ferret, a forensic expert, had discovered Jarrett's body in the window seat of his own apartment. Later, from the evidence of Jarrett's miniature camera, it was clear that he had visited the cipher headquarters. Mrs. Peel had passed over some photographs to Peters, the photographic expert at the ministry, and it was while Peters was making a phone call to Steed to report on his findings that Steed heard a shot ring out. He didn't need any urging from Mother to get over to the ministry at top speed, collecting Mrs. Peel on the way.
This way, Mrs. Peel.
Wow, what a shambles. The whole place is wrecked.
Yeah, someone made sure of this, all right. They made sure of Peters, too. Up there on the floor. He's dead, all right.
Mm. Shot through the window.
Yes, looks like it. Glass over everywhere. The projector he was using has been smashed to pieces.
Yes. Hey, look at this. A tray containing charred ashes. Ashes of the photographs I gave him. So they were important.
Must have been. Got in by the window, having shot Peters just as he was making his report to me.
Mm. He got in by climbing this ladder. It's still here.
Foresight. It's not every assassin who carries his own ladder.
In broad daylight, too.
They seem to get away with quite a few things in broad daylight.
Especially murder. Sheer audacity.
Quite. Pity Peters didn't have time to tell us what he'd found.
Well, at least we're on the right track.
And we've still got the negatives.
Then we can make more prints.
Precisely. Would you care to join me in my dark room, Mrs. Peel?
You think it's safe?
Oh, I shouldn't think so. You've seen my etchings before, anyway. Why not my bromide papers?
Well, as long as they aren't too overexposed. Shall we go?
Mrs. Peel climbed nimbly through the window, and gripping the ladder with the inside of her feet, slid swiftly down to the pavement.
No end to that woman's talents.
In Steed's apartment, Mother was sampling a dry sherry and talking to George Webster of Cipher HQ on the telephone.
Yes, George, old boy, I'm afraid it is serious. Jarrett is dead.
Terribly sorry to hear that, Mother, but really it's hardly our responsibility. We didn't know him, you know.
That's not what MI-12 say.
Oh, to the devil with them. They're always wishing things onto others. Darn place is a law unto itself. They lose a man or two and think it's got to be someone else's fault and not their own carelessness. I repeat, we've all got our own jobs.
It's the security angle that worries them. Your place supplies all the codes of the country. Anyone penetrating your security gets information on all other departments.
We know that. That's why our security is so good. Can't be broken.
And if I told you I had photographs taken in your own office only yesterday?
I'd say you were stark raving mad.
A bit bitter.
What's that? Of course I'd be bitter.
I'm talking of my sherry. All right, George Elroy, if you're sure you're right, then of course I have to take your word for it.
I know I am, Mother. But thanks for the call. If I can help in any way, let me know. Bye.
Bye. One of us is a blithering idiot, and it's not me. And this is a most inferior sherry. I shall have to go home to get a decent drink.
These prints seem about right, Steed. I'll just fix them and then you can turn the light on.
Right. Let's take a keen look.
Blot them off, leave them to dry naturally. There we are.
Magnifying glass. Nary a clue in sight. There has to be one somewhere.
Steed? This one, the exterior of the courtyard, right outside the Cypher headquarters. Look, there in the corner, a van with ladders on the roof. Ladders, Steed.
Clever girl. Yes, I think I can just make out the lettering on the side of the van.
Mm-hmm.
Classy glass cleaners.
Window cleaners? Again?
Ladders.
In broad daylight? You expecting a visitor?
Oh, not that I know of. Mother will see to it.
But Mother, in his wheelchair, merely raised his voice and said,
"Come in."
Ah, the formidable ferret from forensics. Come in and close the door. I'm allergic to drafts and rodents.
Hello, Mother. Steed and Mrs. Peel here?
In there.
Mother indicated the kitchen with a gesture of his glass.
Cooking up something, or rather, something is developing in there.
What?
I hate to think. You're on duty, of course, ferret?
Yes. Yes, I suppose I am.
Too bad. I know how strict your department is about drinking.
I don't
think you should either.
Oh, hello there, Ferret. What's new?
Ferret is on duty and not drinking. That's new. I presume, Ferret, that your department is now in a state of complete panic.
Yeah, pretty nearly. First Jarrett and now Peters.
Quite. Status quo, complete panic. What are you planning to do about it? Turn to us once again?
The fact is, we thought we should put someone else into Cypher headquarters.
Put someone else in?
Dicey. They seem to have been all prepared to deal with Jarrett.
Webster denies it, of course. I think his mind is going. Getting too old. Pity used to play quite a good rubber of bridge in his day. Introduce who into Cypher headquarters, Ferret?
This time it would have to be clandestine. Of course, there's someone from outside our department who's completely trustworthy.
Ah, then it would have to be someone outside, of course.
Yes, someone who could move in smoothly without creating undue attention. Yeah, of course, the position will qualify for the 5 shillings a day danger allowance.
Who could refuse that?
Who exactly do they have in mind?
Mrs. Peel, to start tomorrow.
Me? But I...
That is, of course, if Mother allows it.
Oh, but of course, of course. Mustn't forget that extra 5 shillings a day, eh, Steed?
Well, it's hard to refuse.
Yes. Only one condition, Mrs. Peel.
And that is?
You use your extra income to buy Steed some decent sherry.
Well, I'm all for that. I have none left, I notice.
And just what will you be doing, Steed, while I'm at Cypher HQ?
Me? Oh, well, if it's a fine day tomorrow, I think I may have my windows cleaned. That's an idea, isn't it?
It was a fine day, and John Steed looked up the address of Classy Glass Cleaning in the telephone book and called upon their premises.
Good morning, sir. Good morning. Lather is the name. Charles Lather.
John Steed, I'm looking for a window cleaner.
Oh, well, then look no further. At Classy Glass, the world is our window. Just observe our thoroughness, sir. Look at our trainees.
Lather motioned to 3 young men who were practicing on ladders. cleaning away like fury at huge panes of glass.
Anti-clockwise, James. Now, anti-clockwise. Always anti-clockwise. Apprentices, sir, they will try the easy way, you know.
Oh, can't be too careful.
Exactly. There are no shortcuts to the tops of our ladders. Here we really care about windows.
I'm delighted to hear it.
Oh, beautiful, Wilson. Beautiful. Lovely touch with the lever. Just a shade more wrist action. There's a good lad. We only use the finest camel skins, you know, Mr. Steed.
Camel skins?
They hold twice as much water.
Oh, of course, yes.
Now, we offer three services. Wash and dry, cream shampoo with a hot air finish, and our deluxe spirit treatment with a full leather glazing and crystal clear finish.
Nothing but the best.
Splendid. A high book for you for our deluxe. And now, we're approximately... Howard! I have told you before, Howard, the bucket in your left hand, held loosely but firmly at right angles to your hip. The hip, boy. Now, all together, that's better. There you go. I'm so sorry, Mr. Steed. Approximately how many millions will you require treatment?
Approximately one.
One?
The family seat. I had the rest of them boarded up.
Boarded up? Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Steed. We have a duty to our employees. The sight of all those boarded windows, well, we've had men crack under this.
Oh, it isn't pity. I'm only just round the corner from one of your regular clients, the Cypher Headquarters and Ministry of Defense.
Cypher Headquarters? Oh, right, I don't recall. Ah, yes, I remember now. Of course, double glazed with molded frames. Ghastly. But we haven't touched it for months. We used to have the contract, but we gave it up. Uneconomical. Besides, all that grey, that's quite soul-destroying.
Oh, I see.
If you ever decide to reopen your windows...
Well, you'll be the first to know. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Steed. Now, boys, left hands from the hip, please. From the hip.
Steed left and got into his car. As he pulled away, a small van came from the back of the building and followed him. Watch that driving mirror, Steed. Watch it.
Avengers. Listen every evening, Monday to Friday, to John Steed and Emma Peel, The Avengers, brought to you by the makers of Cold Water Omo.